The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's okay. It's very dense. Can I be honest with you? I love reading. It's very interesting, but I have insomnia. I don't know if you guys have that. Do you guys have insomnia? I have insomnia.
What? Wait, what?
And welcome back to another episode of Asian Not Asian Podcast, a podcast where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American cares about. I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
And I'm Mike Nguyen.
We're coming at you live from New York, and I'm in San Diego right now. And I hope you guys are all having a great 9/11.
Woo-woo!
We just want to do a quick age check with my buddy Mike here. No, we don't have to get into a whole deep discussion. Just real quick, one word answer. Where were you during 9/11? Go.
Bunk bed.
Oh, bunk bed. So you were young.
Well, you said one word, so you know.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, you're
that's
right.
All, okay. That's all I'm saying.
Mine was a school library.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's also vague. That's good.
I was in the sixth grade.
Okay.
I had just started growing pubes. I remember that.
That morning I was debating whether or not to go to my O-chem class.
Oh, shit. That's
Guess
so funny
what?
That...
I went. I still went. We still went, and we talked about SN2 reactions, and we talked about, the bromine needs to get off of that SN2.
Oh, my God.
Flip back and forth between, you know, different chirality. I don't know. I'm just using words now. But yeah,
that's so Berkeley, bro. Like a terrorist attack happens, they're like, no, we're still doing it.
This actually, I'm gonna put this into the transcript that I still on 9/11. I still went to bio and everything. It was honestly, you know what's kind of fucked up though, is that I actually think it helped, because all morning I just watched TV, and all afternoon and for like days after, I just watched TV watching the news. But when I was just in that O-chem class, I just thought about O-chem. So it kind of helped.
It was a little like a solace for you, a little escape.
It was my safe space, okay?
It was my safe space. My safe space is O-chem. Wow.
You know, when you're failing a class, that's what you focus on. You're failing the class, so.
I always love thinking about, you know, like if we both hopped in a time machine and did a podcast together in 2001, I would be talking about how I grew my first pube, and you'd be talking about O-chem.
I would be like... I would be like, this is definitely one of those Chris Hansen situations. I don't know what's your name? What's your name, little boy? Fumai? I gotta get out of here. This is weird. I'm here for your mom. I don't know what's going on. I'm for your mother.
Love it.
Yeah, this is cool. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. Hit 5 stars. We got a 1 star the other day because we have too spicy of titles for our episode podcasts.
Yes, somebody was very upset that we put the word cum in our title, and they were really, really upset.
We put a star there. You know,
of course we put a star there.
It could be anything. It could be cam. How about that?
I think it's funny when people get mad at cum, like angry, like disgusted. I understand, but angry.
Yeah,
like you just. Yeah, it's just, people are different. All kinds of Asians out there, Mike.
It happens. And if you're checking this out on YouTube, hello on YouTube, smash that subscribe, like button, and tell all your friends all about this. That's how
we grow. And real quick, we are looking for a social media manager. So if you're interested in managing your social media channels like Instagram and TikTok, please email us at asian.asianpod@gmail.com and send us your resume and all this stuff, and we'll talk. Let's go to our Patreon shout outs. What is Patreon? It is the best way to support the podcast. You give us money, you get free stuff in return. And you might be wondering, why do we need to give you idiots money? You just talk about pubes and 9/11. Well, here's why. Okay. If you enjoy our podcast, and if you've had the thought like, oh, I wish they could do more episodes, or I wish they had bigger guests, or I wish they had a cooler YouTube studio, and I wish Fumi wasn't in a communist looking hostel right now. You could help us make this our full-time thing by giving us money. There are creators out there. Andrew Schultz, Tim Dillon, the Cometown Boys. They literally just do podcasts for a living, and they make like $70,000 a month on Patreon. That's a crazy number. We're not even close. But if you can even get a fraction of that, I think you're going to like what you see, people.
Oh,
I think you're
going to
like what you see.
Hey, I think you can. you like content, little boy? Come here, sit down. I got your fucking content right fucking here.
I mean, Mike and I have a whole Sopranos Asian reboot script ready to go. If you'd only just give us the money. So
yeah, the many saints of Flushing, we're there. you wanna Super Famicom? I got you. Okay, sit down.
Okay, here we go. And then if you give us money, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. So here we go. First new person. This is a special shout out. This is a really nice one. So shout out to our boy Philip Lin. And now usually we just guess somebody's ethnicity, but we're gonna give a little anecdote here. Philip Lin's wife, maybe girlfriend, I'm not really sure, partner, Meredith Brown, reached out to us and were like, I want to buy my husband a shout out for his birthday.
Yep.
Because they're not doing well financially, apparently. And so they were like, this is all I can get.
This is all I can afford. Poor Meredith Brown and Philip Lin. They're going through hard times. The only comfort they have is, I assume, this podcast and occasional 40 that they split. This is it. So happy birthday, dude.
Your birthday, Asian. Happy birthday, yeah, Philip. Dude. Thanks for listening. Hey, and
my birthday is also the same week. So, you know, I will be turning the age where I'm reviewing my OCHEM, and maybe Philip, you just got your first pubes. So congrats.
This is actually a really sweet gift. I hope you go down on your wife tonight, because this is really sweet. Actually.
Oh, this is so nice.
It's a really nice gift. So it'd be really funny if Philip was like an okay fan, like he didn't really like us.
That'd be
kind of funny.
What I want now too is he's going down on his wife and he's just like stopping every so often and going, man, those guys were so funny. You know, like.
Is that how you eat pussy?
Yum, 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 yum. Is that not how you do, you know, you don't eat it like how teenagers eat cereal? You know?
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. I feel like, I mean, I was going to get into how I eat pussy, but let's not go there. Next, we got Nandini Venkatesh. Venkatesh.
Yes. Whoa.
I think this person is from Kashmir. Is that a place?
I think it's a region. But I think that's a good call. That's a Kashmir Asian. Kashmir Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. But you know what? I'm glad that we have podcasts in this disputed turf between... I believe it's between India and Pakistan.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. And I hope you're listening to us in your foxhole during... I don't know. Are they at war? I have no fucking idea. I should probably look it up. But anyways, thank you. Next, we got Tom O'Neill. This Tom O'Neill sounds like just like some white substitute teacher's name.
I love it that, you know, somewhere in Nebraska this guy's got posters of like Churchill up, and he's just like, you know what, I wanted to learn a little bit more about Chinese culture.
Yeah.
And I just started listening to this podcast. Little does he know, we're not Chinese. And,
we're not Chinese at all.
He doesn't know. It's all good. He wrote down Kashmir just now. And he's like, that's a region of China I never heard of. he's looking that up. Shout to you, Mr. O'Neill.
You're a history teacher. You're an AP History Asian, honorary Asian, and we love that. Tell your students about us. Have them. And now this last person, I'm a little mad right now, Mike, and you know why I'm mad.
I feel you. Mm-hmm.
This person's name is Ed Summers and Alice Tao. Now what happened here is they did a classic gun to your head 2-in-1 deal is what I like to call this. We don't even offer 2-in-1 deals, but they forced it. This was non-consensual. I'm not a fan of what happened here.
Let me just say too that I feel this seems like they're giving me the energy where it's like, we're poly, do you know? And we're in relationship. Like I met Alice like at a bar. I'm like, oh hey, I met this cool girl Alice, and later she's like, hey, guess what, I'm you know, I want to introduce a third. Now I got to deal with Ed and his birthdays too.
Oh god.
Oh, fucking Ed
Summers and Alice.
Poly Ed and Alice, and here I am also.
You're a poly annoying Asian, and you know, that's fine. Thanks for the money. I want you to think about what you did, because I know you both have jobs and you could afford a two separate Patreon accounts, and this is fucking bullshit.
Come on now. Give me that poly money.
You're poly Asian. Okay. Yeah. This is great. Now, again, we always start this podcast by, you know, asking each other what kind of Asian we were this week, because we try to figure out what it means to be Asian American.
Yes, because it's
very difficult to define that. Mike, what kind of Asian were you this week?
Today, I was a gossy Asian, gossipy. Asian.
Gossipy Asian.
I couldn't even say gossy. I couldn't really let that sit. I was a gossipy Asian. I went to a fun birthday. It was Dylan Adler's birthday. Dylan Adler. Everybody remember his name because he will literally become a star any minute now.
Yes. Yes.
And he's
yes.
great. And it was his birthday, and it was really fun because it was at the Asylum Theater, which is used to be the UCB Theater. It's in Chelsea. It's like a legendary space because like UCB Theater is. This institution, it fucking imploded on itself. And then one of the spaces they used to have is now called Asylum. And he had like his birthday party there. And it was like cool to see all these comedians. There was like all these people were all dancing in like the stage area. I'll tell you right now, absolutely the most fun and laughter I've ever seen in that space ever before. Because usually it's just a fucking pit and you're just like, fuck. You're at your friend's like improv 102 graduation class and you're just like, I need you know, they got a funny name like Space Mouse Tits. You know, like that's the, always the team name, improv name. Space
Mouse Tits. They're pretty good though. Yeah.
They're very good. They're very good. But it was a lot of fun and I was gossiping. I won't put all the goss out there, but I'm going to run into some of these people later. And it's just, it's, you know what, not only is the Asian American comedy scene thriving, now we're all fucking each other, dude.
I love that.
Now we're
Asian
out
comics
there, out
fucking
there.
Each other.
They're fucking. And I got to put a stop to this. Let me tell you this, okay? I was there. Everybody is a millennial. I mean, not a millennial, Gen Z person, or like kind of like Gen Z millennial. And so all those casts, they dress like it's apocalypse time with glitter. Right, it's like a pop of glitter. And then there's me and I'm wearing a blazer and I'm just standing there like, oh, six inches apart, everybody, or what, I got a ruler. That's me. That's me at this thing. So I was
you're
just like
Catholic principal vibes.
I was a Catholic principal vibes. I was like, careful. All right, we all got a big game tomorrow. So that was me, man. Gossy Asian, man.
I love that. Yeah, I love to see my fellow Asian comedians get booked on shows, but also be inside of each other. And I think that's really amazing. Because you know when two Asian comedians bang afterwards, they're going to have like a nice little discussion about what this means politically. And I want to be there for that. I wish they would call me for that. You know, I don't need to have the sex, you know.
Yeah. Put me on that flyer, you know?
Just
tag
like
me
just,
on that.
On the after sex,
on
post-sex
that.
Show.
Post-sex
where we have like
show.
a nice panel about like, man, like, you know, just 10 years ago, like Asian people couldn't even fuck each other. And look at us. You sucked my dick earlier and it was amazing.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
Like,
you know, he went down on me and it was like, nom, 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 the whole time.
Asian guys can eat pussy. Like that wasn't a thing we were allowed to say 10 years. You know, like I would not be there for that convo.
Yeah. How about you? Yeah. How about you?
Mine's a short one, and I want to ask her, guess what kind of Asian she's been this week too. But this week I was a diarrhea Asian, and by diarrhea Asian, here's the thing. I actually think diarrhea Asian is probably the most accurate description of who I am as a person.
Okay. Yes.
Here's a little shocking sentence for you. I'll be honest. I was never like a big fan of Korean food, and not because I don't think it's good, but because like.
It'll fuck you up.
It fucks my stomach up, like, to be honest. Like,
It knows it's an enemy territory.
Yeah, it's an enemy territory.
And it's like, what the fuck are we doing in here? You know what to do, guys. Fuck this place up.
It really fucks me up. And I can eat spicy food, but I just can't process it.
I
and
get
like,
it.
I used to think spicy food gave me diarrhea, but now that I'm getting older, I just think everything gives me diarrhea. Yeah. And I'm so paranoid now that the other day, like, somebody offered me, like, drugs. And my response was like, I think that's going to upset my stomach.
I turned down drugs. I'm sorry. I can't get lit today. Okay. It affects my stomach lining. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to write this new bit about how like it was such a because they were like young, cool. They were like I have a friend who's like in her 20s or whatever. It was like her like cool Gen Z friends from LA.
Yeah.
And
totally.
They were like. I feel like I have so many friends in their 20s who are always like, man, you gotta like try this new drug, it'll fuck you up. And I'm always like, bro, you gotta try a Korean pear, okay? That shit will fuck you up, my guy. Okay, you ever tried fiber?
My guy, you know? Have you tried an 8 p.m. bedtime? My dude, you know, like that's the one.
Yeah.
You wanna
wake up
rested? So. Oh yeah, Korean pears though? Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I feel you with the diarrhea. I feel now too, this is me, I feel that, you know, when you're young, you kind of know when diarrhea is about to happen. You kind of get like a warning. But now as an adult, you're like, your trap door It's not watertight anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Of course it makes sense.
And you just don't know. You just don't know.
It just shows up. It's like the people who serve divorce paper. They just fucking show up at your work. You've been
that
served.
That diarrhea. And you're like, you've been served. Oh, shit. Can't you see I'm at my anniversary dinner, you know? And that's what it is. I mean, the last time Can't you see I'm at my anniversary dinner? How dare you? You have no respect. So yeah, I mean, the last time I had diarrhea was we had a nice meal, me and my wife, and it was a beautiful night in New York City, and you know, we had hot pot. I think maybe that had something to do with it. I had too much liquids.
Yeah.
We're like, let's walk across the Williamsburg Bridge. It's a beautiful sunset. We'll go get a drink.
Ooh.
Walking halfway through the bridge. I'm talking about like I'm at the zenith, in between the two islands, and in between the two things. And just a little squirter. And I was like, oh shit. I pooped my pants. I straight up pooped my pants. And I turned to my wife, and this is how I know she's a real one. I was like, girl. And she's like, yeah. I was like, we on this beautiful bridge. I just pooped my pants. And she was like, we got to get you home. And I had to walk down. We had to get an Uber. And oh my gosh, it was... Anyways, wow. Happy anniversary, honey. So
happy 9/11, everybody. Happy 9/11,
everybody.
Speaking of explosions,
Man. So we want to talk to our. With that said, we want to talk to our guest. She's been on the pod before, very recently, but we're so glad she's on. She's just awesome. She's a writer, comedian, actress. Now she's going to be on How I Met Your Father. So
ooh.
Hey, she's a famous Asian. That's what's going on. Asian. That's going on. Hey. Everybody, welcome Tian Tranen.
Hi! Oh my god, I love following up diarrhea talk. Just
welcome. This is her vibe. So
you're very nice. You were, because usually what happens is, you know, our guests, they mute their mics and then they kind of go. A lot of times they'll go away and they'll do stuff. But you were sitting there just like different faces listening to us. I go like,
I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the podcast, y'all.
Tian did get up and leave for a second, but the second I mentioned diarrhea, she's like, did someone say diarrhea? And she came back immediately. Yeah.
I have sprinted back. Guys, thanks for having me. I love it. I love being here.
Oh,
truly.
This is so great.
We're so excited.
We love you. And last time we talked, we were just like, we didn't get to ask you everything. So we're so glad that you came back, even though you're famous. We were actually, when we reached out to you, Mike and I were like, ooh, I don't know if she's going to respond.
Let me tell you the story. Okay. So, you know, and now I can say this, we're friends, so I'll like text you. I'll usually text you about like Vietnamese history stuff. But then I was like, hey, you know what? You want to be back on the show? And usually you reply within like an hour or so.
No.
But I sent it and then you didn't reply. And it was like maybe 12 hours later or like, and then I was like, you know what? Maybe she wants to. I'm sure she wants to because she's a homie. But you know what? Things are complicated now. She's on How I Met Your Father. She's like, she's gone Hollywood.
And yeah,
it's more complicated. She's got to go through layers of agents and stuff like that before everything approved. Has to go all the way up to the chain of command at CBS or whatever the fuck it is. And maybe she can't. And I was literally texting her like, hey, you know what? You're always welcome. It's okay if you can't. I understand. You're busy, blah, blah. But right then you texted me back. And then you were like, of course, I'd love to be back. I was like, all right.
It's only because, okay, in my defense, and I do usually respond quickly to dear friends, people I hate, I take way too long to respond to, but I was moving that day.
Oh, shit.
So that is why. That's the only reason why I like didn't respond right away, because I was overwhelmed by my move.
I want you to know that that's a very good defense, and I think Mike feels a lot better. But it is, I will tell you that Mike and I have a separate group chat of anytime him and I reach out to somebody and they ignore us, we have a chat about whether they hate us or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're like, what happened? Why didn't he respond? And we like make each other feel better.
We do.
Did you have that for me? I'm sorry.
We started the conversation, but then I think you saved yourself. Oh, yeah. So
but you were. So what kind of Asian were you this week, Tian?
What kind of, I was a Zillow Asian.
Oh, Zillow. Yes, Zillow.
I have been working, and the hours are kind of, I'm trying to get used to the hours. And so I'm just, when I get home, all I'm doing is shopping for real estate that I truly cannot, in no world would I ever be able to afford? And I'm just like going through beachfront houses, right? Like outright, like only Taylor Swift could purchase this like house in Newport, Rhode Island with like, like that will sink in a couple years because of the rising tides. Like I'm not doing good Zillow searches. This is like outrageous Zillowing.
I feel like definitely people like us, we're you know, like how people will set their Grindr range really far, you know, like a huge Grindr range. Yeah. We'll do that for Zillow range. I'll do like, okay, what can I get? Yo, hook it up with $800,000, but all the way in Canada. What can I get? This is like a fucking ranch. And you're just like, yes, give it to me. This is what I want to be matched with, you know?
That's what I mean, that's what I want. I'm like, there's a horny beachfront that just popped up in your area. Do you want to go check it out?
Horny, mature beachfront. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've always been killing it. I forgot how I heard that you had gotten cast in How I Met Your Father.
It was probably me like self-indulgently posting.
No,
about
I don't
it.
Think so. I we really
saw it on
don't.
Deadline. You saw it on Deadline. Everybody posted about it.
I think that's what it was. But then I was like, is that the TN trend that I know, the goofy ass one that like mistakenly went onto our podcast and was so silly? And I was like, oh shit, this is what's up. And like, you know, it was awesome. But I mean, walk us through how that sort of happened. Has that been, you know what I'm saying? Is this something in the works for a long time, or is this kind of like, you know, like,
well,
how'd it go?
It's been very, like, I got the first audition in June, and I actually auditioned for another role, and it was to play, like, super funny, like, the Sophie, Hillary Duff's main character's, like, best friend, like, super funny, like, but the description was, like, a straight woman who, like, is, like, getting all the dudes, and I was like, I think I can do that. And I sent that tape in, and casting was like, you know what? We really like you, but I think more farm lesbian. And I was like, great.
They knew right away. They could tell. They could tell right away.
Like, yes. And this role is so, it's so fun. And so I taped for that. And then months went by. Yeah. And then I had like a callback that went really well. And then I think I had it was a very stressful just waiting game. It was
sure,
like,
yeah.
I auditioned in June, and by second week of August, they were like, we'd love to have you. We're flying you out to LA next week. Let's go.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. It was like such a, like, I found out and I started, we had like our first table read 2 days later via Zoom.
Oh my God.
And then I flew out the next week, and like, it was crazy. It was like really, really wild. I was in this apartment with absolutely no furniture for like 5 days, and sleeping on like an air mattress and sitting on the counter, just like Asian squatting all over the apartment.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been, dude, it's fucking crazy. It still feels like a dream.
It's crazy.
Actually, for the listeners, I mean, I'm sure you guys all know, but How I Met Your Father, is it a sequel or prequel to How I Met Your Father?
This is going to be just like a spin-off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a spin-off. Like, so is it not about Ted Mosley? It's not about Ted Mosley?
Completely different story. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. Similar premise.
Yeah, similar like structure of sitcom.
Right. Now, I mean, you brought up Hillary Duff. I saw you posted a picture of you and her hanging out. I mean, like, that's also crazy. It's like one day you're like talking to me and Mike on fucking podcast.
I'm talking to you about sea otters.
You're literally talking to Lizzie McGuire.
You're talking to Lizzie McGuire about sea otters.
I mean,
yeah.
Were you like a fan of her work?
Yes, of course.
Younger?
I mean, that's my age kid? Group. Yes. Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh my God.
And she is truly the coolest. Like, awesome. I'm not just saying that. She's truly the coolest. It's so fun
to
work
like
with her.
I feel like Lizzie was one of the... Lizzie. No, Hillary Duff was one of the... Like, because her contemporaries are like really messy. It's always like Lindsay Lohan and like Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
And they were like, I mean, I don't mean messy like in a negative way. They were just like doing drugs and getting DUIs. And hey, you know, we
being
all do
child
that sometimes,
stars,
I guess.
I think pretty...
Of course.
Intense.
I think it's difficult. Difficult. And hey, Justin Bieber's been there too, you know? But Hillary, like, I feel like she was doing like wholesome movies about going to Italy and shit, you know? Like,
yes.
She was like really being so... It was like... I feel like she didn't let us down. You know what I mean? Like she went from Lizzie McGuire to, I think I saw her on some like CSI show or something like that recently.
And she was on Younger, which was a great show that people really loved as well.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
No, it's wild.
Have you been, are you feeling a lot of like, you know, cause I feel that's, you know, How I Met Your Mother was like, it's like a staple now. It's like gone into, you know, fucking sitcom royalty, you know. It's ran for like forever and ever. Do you feel like a lot of pressure, you know, like, oh, well, I gotta make sure
when you, you know put what I'm saying? It like, how
do you
that.
Even well I don't know, you know, yeah, that's right, that's you bring, you come onto an Asian podcast, we're gonna bring the pressure, okay? Someone's gotta put you in
a
place.
You're like, this, the show has a huge following and is a sitcom. It is and I do definitely feel that. The thing I think is, like, I'm biased, but this show, it feels really like it honors what How I Met Your Father is doing, but is like very different in its own way.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. I really hope people just like enjoy the show for what it is, even though it like has some ties to a previous sitcom, but it's very much its own thing, I think, which I hope people will see.
That's great, because I feel like a lot of times, like, our friends, you know, audition for acting roles and stuff, and a lot of times, like, the script is kind of lame, or like it's a little off. And I think it's very rare to find a role and or script where you're like, oh, this is a fun script, I would like to be a part of this project. Like, I feel that's a really like rare thing to find. So that's super cool. But like, yeah, I guess you guys are filming now. It's not even out yet. Like, are you ready for the fame that you're about
ready
to fucking
for the craziness?
Experience, bro? Because a lot of our comedian friends, you know, Mike, you have this written down. A lot of our comedians, they come into a little bit of money, and they don't even know what to. They don't even know what to do, Tien. You know?
Yeah. Are you going to be? Is this Zillow fantasy going to become Zillow reality?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you're already showing signs of these. You know?
Yeah. You've got the symptoms.
I mean,
like, I was hanging out with SJ. SJ's son, she's been on the show, and we were all hanging out, and hey, you know what, I'm so used to comedians dressing like Urban Outfitter sales mannequins, okay, that's usually how they dress, and that's usually the vibe that I get from them. Looks like they stole the clothes. But then I was like, oh my god, SJ, are you wearing fucking Gucci loafers? And she's like, yeah. And now she'll occasionally text me. I'm like in her enabler. She'll text me like, which Gucci boots should I get for the fall? And I'm like, damn, you get a little taste, a little.
Yeah,
and you just throw it right out the window. But are you getting? I mean, are you? You know, what are we thinking for our first residual checks? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we thinking?
Interesting that you say that, because like I still think I still have such a like immigrant kid mindset, and I was very frugal and had, like, you know, early comedian days. I was paying off student loans and was having trouble with rent, and like to this day I'm like, my partner makes fun of me because sometimes I'll be like, oh, I gotta get, I splurged on like nice toilet paper. Like, that's like,
yo,
you think a charmel triple roll for your first visit show?
Yep, that's a good
like,
one.
I still have that feeling of just like, okay, I guess I'll like get the thing I need, but like, I got, since we're talking, I got poopery. Like, I splurged on poopery.
Oh, shit.
Do you guys use poopery?
I know what you're talking about.
I'm
it's
Googling
amazing.
It. I have no idea what that is.
Oh my God, okay.
It's like an air freshener thing,
it's
right?
It's an air freshener, and it like, it's an air freshener, so like when you go to the bathroom, your bathroom doesn't smell like the dump you just took. It's amazing. It's called poopery. It's essential oils that you, and I was like, I'll splurge on that. I'll get one for my home bathroom and another one for my trailer. Like,
I didn't know you got that poopery money. You got two bottles. Oh my god,
poopery money, man.
You got that next day shipping.
I love that you're bringing one to work too. Like, you could expense it probably, but you're bringing one.
You know how Beyonce carries around hot sauce in her bag. She just carries around a poopery. Just where she goes.
I'm just poopery.
But I got that's you. Pow.
Yo, I love
in my
that.
Bag, swag.
Is there any? That. Is there? I mean, I always think. I mean, like, listen, we all got that immigrant mentality. But also, we all know that immigrants, they got that thing, you know, like Asian dads, they'll like won't spend any money. They'll wear their fucking old ass New Balance sneakers for 20 years.
Yes.
But then they'll go and they'll buy like a gold koi pond. You know what I'm saying? They'll do something ludicrous like that, right? Just like, you know, just, yeah, man, it's about this. So is there anything you're like, yeah, this is what's up. I would love to have this ridiculous thing or whatever it is. You know, like for me, I would, if I had enough money, I would wear all Tom Brown suits all the time. I don't know who
Holy
you guys are.
Holy shit.
I would wear all Tom Brown suits all the time. I don't care if I look stupid or ridiculous, because I just want to be like covered in like that all day long. Even if I'm just like, I got to weed the lawn, I'm going to put on my Tom Brown suit and tie because I'm rich, you know? That's that's my stupid koi pond. What's a koi pond for y'all?
My stupid koi pond is I kind of want to buy like a tricked out van camper, like really bad.
Oh my god.
really bad. Like, and I like the ones where like there's a shower, there's a beautiful like.
Whoa, yes.
Have you watched those videos? I'm a tiny house and tiny van watcher. I'll watch a million of these videos, even though they're literally all the same. Every single one is like, here, I put my bathroom underneath the bed. And I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. And then the next video is like, my toilet's under my bed, too. And I'm like, damn, this is so creative. Like, literally the same video.
Where do you put your potpourri, dog? Where do you put the Tien, I just love, why isn't there a, you know, there's like a Real Housewives of whatever. Why isn't there a Real Lesbians of like Chattanooga Falls? You know what I'm saying?
We need lesbian, so much.
Rich lesbian energy. And what are they spending their money on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vans, poopery, really nice Doc Martens. I don't know what it is.
My other koi pond purchase. Okay. I want like a basketball hoop / soccer field in my backyard. Like I want.
I'll be there.
I want to make a little field in whatever home I just bought. And like trick it out
That's so mid-2000s MTV Cribs vibe.
That's what I want though.
Everybody had a basketball court in the backyard.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Do you guys ever feel like though, like, cause I feel like in this industry, you know, you go from making like no money to so much money that like, and it's weird because I think a lot of us are like, you know, even if you don't pursue comedy, we're in a generation where we're going to be making more money than our parents. That's just the way it is. And it's not because of inflation.
Sure.
It's because we got to go to college and, you know, with or without comedy. And that's why it's so weird, like, to have money for the first time, because it's like, to what Tien said, it's like this mix of this immigrant mentality. But you also grew up watching Cribs and Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
And like, and maybe you do. And maybe you do want a Vespa that, like an indoor Vespa. Maybe you want one. You know?
Oh shit! Indoor Vespa.
Indoor Vespa. Maybe that's allowed. You know?
Maybe I'll build an indoor Vespa track, like, so that it's just me and my friend.
Yeah, first moved here, I was very like frugal, but like the only thing I bought that was like kind of expensive was like a Dyson vacuum.
Oh yeah,
bougie bitch.
But you know what? I did that thing where like I found a coupon on Groupon and like and I bought like a refurbished one for like $450 or something. It wasn't like the $800 one, you know.
Which one do you have? Is it the one that just like, is it the stick?
I have the stick. Yeah. The V8.
I think I have the same one. You don't have one yet, Tien?
I don't have one yet. I'm gonna get one.
Come on.
That's okay. That's my goal.
You're gonna have one. Next time we're gonna have you, you're gonna have one in each hand, dude. Okay. You'll be dual wielding Dysons. And you'll be like, listen, I got 10 pooperies now in my bag. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Tushy, the modern bidet company, washes away even the messiest of poopies, leaving you with a better clean than toilet paper.
Is your butt clean enough to sit on the couch naked? No.
What?
Whoa.
What kind of question is that?
That is intense. You don't sleep and sit on your couch naked? I do all the time. So if it's not, can get a Tushy, the modern bidet that attaches directly to your toilet in under 10 minutes.
If you got poop on any other part of your body, would you just wipe it off, right? No, you'd wash it. Stop wiping it and start washing with Tushy, the modern bidet that attaches directly to your toilet.
Yo, Tushy is so good. It's been so hot and sticky. And you know what? If you know what swamp butt is in New York City, the bidet, this Tushy will take care of that. Just sit on there, splish splash, you're all fresh, baby.
That's so nice, because the alternative is to just like stand awkwardly in your office and shove a piece of toilet paper up there and like let it absorb. And then you're just like, if anyone saw me do this, I'd get fired immediately. So yeah. I would prefer a nice refreshing water on my butt.
Right, there you go. Tushy is the modern bidet for people who poop. Just poop, wash, and pat dry.
It washes your bum with water for a better clean than toilet paper. Washing with water is less irritating and more soothing for your beehole, if you didn't know that already.
Tushy has a full product line to help make the restroom the best room, including a Tushy ottoman and a Tushy brush.
They got a Tushy ottoman?
Yeah, baby.
That's so much. There's a lot going on. Start washing with a Tushy bidet for a better clean. Go to hellotushy.com/ANA to get 10% off plus free shipping.
This is a special offer for our listeners at hellotushy.com/ANA for 10% off.
After you buy and install your Tushy, show it off. Tag us at hellotushy on Instagram and let your friends know what's going on with your butt. Going online without ExpressVPN is like leaving your kids with the nearest stranger while using the restroom. Most of the time, it's probably fine, but you never truly know who you're trusting. What if they're a kidnapper slash serial killer? Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. Why use ExpressVPN? Well, it's got encrypted tunnels, which means it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. It's super secure, it's easy to use, and it works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. We use ExpressVPN here at Asian Not Asian. I use it to watch, honestly, I use it to watch different kinds of TV shows on Netflix and stuff like that, because you can make your computer think you're in a different country. So it's amazing for anime or K-dramas if you're into that. Mike uses it for much more nefarious things, but it's all good. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Asian. That's ExpressVPN.com/Asian. And you can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Asian.
One more sort of question, just to kind of like close off this thing, you know. So, the whole like premise of the show that is like, you know, how I met your father, your mother, whatever. Do you ever like do that story in your mind, like for yourself? Do you ever think about like, oh man, one day I might have to tell my kids or have to tell someone about this? Have you ever done that?
Like, in your mind? Well, that's really it. I actually have never. You know, it's because I don't think about having kids that often.
Mm.
Like, my partner and I, if we do, we would adopt it, but we haven't really talked about it that much. So I haven't had, like, a moment where I'm like, these are the things I'm going to pass to my children yet. Yeah. Have you had that? Have either of you had that thought in your brain?
No, I think that's actually very telling that Mike would think that. I don't think, I've never thought, I used to watch that show religiously in college, and not once did I.
Yeah,
I mean, it was so big. It was so popular. Okay. I watched it with my roommate. We were like, we're super, super into it. We loved it. But yeah, not once did I think, like, what would I tell my... I don't know. Like, that's weird, bro.
Why is that weird? It can't even be that weird. There's literally a TV show about it. It's a major TV show.
What are you going to tell your kids?
What are you going to tell your kids?
I don't know. I always think about...
am I going to be in the story? I'll be there.
Wait, were you there?
No, you weren't. You weren't there.
Mike,
I guess,
add me to
like
the story too, please.
Add you to the story as well. I met my wife a long time ago, but I guess I'll weave you guys in. Okay, so you know we met in college, but hey, hold on here. There was an 11-year-old Japanese boy in Ohio. Okay, put a pin in that because he'll come back into the story about 12 years later. Also, yes. There's going to be a Vietnamese lesbian. Okay, she's in Pennsylvania right now. Put a pin in that. I have no idea how old she is. She could be 4. She could be 40. No idea. Just a moment. Then we're going to weave her in. She's going to get on TV. Okay. That's going to be a whole thing. And then we're going to get into that universe. Yeah. It's going to be a very complicated story.
Okay. Make it work, though.
But can I just say this as an outsider? I feel like, hey, maybe I'm giving myself too much credit. But I'll tell you what, Mike. Of course, you got married and all that. But I feel like all that should happen like before... comedy, if that's correct, like before comedy got serious for you.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in a weird way, I feel like you met your wife twice, if I may say
that.
Oh
my God. Oh.
Wow. Okay, that's the other show that we're going to write called How I Met Your Mother Twice.
How I Met Your Mother Twice. And it's just
because don't you think, I mean, sure, you have your, I mean, you're a little older and you have your story about how you met, but like, bro, that was so long ago. Who cares, dude?
Oh,
like,
I see.
But don't you think, well, like, since you started comedy and like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like your life has changed and like your wife has had to adapt to that. Don't you think that, of course, that story part one is important, but just from the way I see it, just from like a friend's perspective,
well,
I feel you guys are evolving, you know?
I feel like for sure, if I had to write the story, there would be How I Met Your Mother, and it's like set in California. And then a spinoff character would be essentially Mike, you know, Emily in Paris, Mike in New York. That would be like a spinoff.
Okay.
Where it's like same character and the same people, but then it's just like completely different, like feel.
But you're speaking French in this show.
I am, for some reason. I'm just like speaking French.
Everybody's like, what are you saying?
What are you like, what's going on with this fucking French guy here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're in a pair of spaghetti talking French to a Korean guy.
Yeah, yeah. It makes no sense. Speaking of Vietnamese and French, wanted to talk to you about how are your history lessons going, Tien? Did you buy the book? Okay, so for people who don't know, I bought this book.
I haven't bought it yet.
You haven't bought it yet.
What is
it's
trying.
Okay, because Mike hasn't finished it either, so it's fine.
It's very, very long. I bought this book. A nice fan who I actually came and saw one of my shows, although he missed my set. He came to the show. He had recommended this book, Vietnam from earliest times to now, and it's this whole thing. It's very dense. We talked about it last time. We basically like we're learning, like you know, they go all the way into where did the word Viet come from? Came from like a Chinese word. Then there's the word South, Vietnam. Nam means South, land of the South. And when they mean that is like South of China, because everything's like Chinese centric because of the region is.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We talked about this before and you read the book and there's so much Vietnamese things, even though this all happened like 2000 years ago, you like see yourself in these things because you're just like, yes, they love tattoos. They have short hair. Really into handguns. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like those kinds of things. And I'm just like, that's me. This is me, except now 2,000 years later. But I don't know. It's I was going to ask you how your history lessons are going, but you haven't bought the book yet.
I haven't bought the book.
I'm going to buy you the book.
Okay. I will buy the book. I'll splurge on the book.
Splurge on the book. You spent a lot on potpourri.
I'll splurge on the book. I'll get one for my house and one for my trailer so that I can read. I'll get two books. I'll fucking read this book. I promise you. I promise. Next time.
It's okay. It's very dense. Can I be honest with you? I love reading. It's very interesting, but I have insomnia. I don't know if you guys have that. Do you guys have insomnia? I have insomnia.
What? Wait, what? Like real insomnia?
Like you have
real? Like every night?
No, it's gotten better. I would say during the pandemic, it was pretty bad. I would say like
describe
in the pandemic.
This for me. Like every night you're sleeping at like 3 a.m.?
What would happen is I would go to sleep and then I would wake up. Like I would go to sleep at like 10 and I would wake up at like 11 and I would just be awake. I would be awake until like 3 or 4 and I would just be like, I'm awake. And I just couldn't go back to sleep.
Would you go on your phone?
So they say not to go on your phone. They say not to go on your phone. They say not to sleep in your bed. They say to get up and do other stuff.
Yep.
So what I would do, I would go, and I didn't mean for this to happen, but I would just read my Vietnamese book. I would just read it. And now, every time I look at it, I get so sleepy. it really works, man. And I'm just like, shit, man. As soon as I start reading about sea otters and dragons and, you know, the general who calmed the waves from China in the Tang Dynasty, and I'm like, ugh, and I'll get real sleepy.
God,
so, just warning you,
it can put me to sleep.
Our own people. My bad, guys.
That's amazing. Wait, this is like a fun little factoid. So, I didn't know that about Nam, because do you know that So there's Beijing and there's Nanking, right? So Bei means in Chinese is north, and then Nan is south, and that's also the way you say south in Japanese. So that's so fucking crazy that I never thought of. I never broke down the name like that. That's so crazy.
Well, it's even crazier because like the full name, like in there, you know, the Vietnamese people didn't call themselves Vietnamese until very relatively recently, but like the naming of it was like the land beyond the south, because it was
land
like,
beyond the south.
Yeah, it was like, man. And you read the I'm sure I've talked about this in the last one, but like the Chinese were so fucking advanced. They were so fucking advanced. They were like, you have to think about how we learn about, you know, Romans and Greeks. The Chinese were there too. They did all the same things.
Maybe even further along.
Further along. They were so advanced. They were in contact with the Romans. They were like, they knew about the Romans and all this shit. They were so dominant. They had written language. They were writing all sorts of crazy shit when all the other cultures around them were just like, hey, we just discovered how to use ox as a farm animal, you know? And then there's literally a Chinese diplomat who's like firing a rocket and writing poetry and shit. And so all the language, all the stuff is about Vietnam is from the point of view of Chinese writers. And they're always talking about, yo, you got to go to this land beyond the south. They got crazy ass feathers. They got some crazy, they love the things that they wanted from Vietnam, because it was a gateway also to Malaysia. It was like the way the sea trade worked is like you can go to Malaysia and come back up through it. You got your feathers, you got your rhino horns, Yo, this place is tight. You guys gotta go.
Rhino horns. You had rhinos down there?
We had rhinos?
I think there was a trade for it. I don't know exactly how it worked, but there was a trade for that going back and forth. So that was like, what was up? That was our jam. You know, rhino, that's like weed back then, you know? Like, you tried that shit? I think it's more like Viagra. It's like Viagra back then. I was like, yo, you tried this shit? This shit's tight.
Listen, Mike, you know me on the podcast. I like to laugh like an insane person, spread joy through jokes and inappropriate comments. But is that how I feel on the inside in 2020? Absolutely not, Mike. It's a dark mess in here, dude. Sometimes I'm really sad. Sometimes I'm a little depressed. I'm really stressed, you know, and I think a lot of people with the pandemic, they're not really sure about job security. And that's a huge source of stress for a lot of people. And I think if any of our listeners feel this way, they should check out our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient.
You can start communicating in under 24 hours.
This isn't self-help. It's professional counseling.
Send a message to your counselor anytime.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions.
Woo! All without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You know how those waiting rooms can be, bro.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need it.
And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem.
I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Asian. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/Asian.
This is an interesting thing too. I mean, the reason why I talk about history too is because I'm trying to like catch up with like a lot of history that I've learned. And this, I don't know if this happens to you, Tien, is, you know, I was talking to one of my coworkers, you know, nice dude, this white guy, and he's like, hey man, you know, you ever like wonder about the history of your name, my name Nguyen, right? And I was like, yeah, sure, I guess. And then like he goes into this whole thing, and then he started talking about like Ho Chi Minh.
He was
telling me about this, and I'm like trying to catch up to like all this history, but there's like a lot of stuff I don't know.
Yeah.
But do you ever feel weird sometimes when like, and this guy wasn't being like a dick or anything. He was just like curious about the thing, and he knew about a lot about Vietnamese culture. And I was like, this is cool. But I just had to nod along because I didn't know. I was like, sure, I have no idea if you're right or wrong. But do you ever feel like weird when white people know way more about your shit than you do?
It always freaks me out. One, it makes me feel bad that I don't know as much.
Yes.
Two, it makes me feel weird that he knows more. And like, we never go up to white people and are like, listen, this is what I know about Germany and all this shit and all the history about Germany. And this is what your name, like, I've never done that.
Yeah. Would you
have,
yeah.
How did it come up? I do think it's like,
you know, yeah.
Okay. People who know a lot about history want to talk about it. That shit with other people, and I get the temptation, but I do think the question of like, hey man, you ever look into the origin of your last name is like a weird ass question. Like
it is,
especially like how does that even come up?
It's because
you have a good Labor Day weekend, you know, like how do,
you know what it was? It was because as is everything in this fucking pandemic, it's Zoom's fault because my name is on Zoom, right? You see Mike Nguyen, and then we were just all kind of like saying goodbye from the call. We were like done. With the call, like we were just doing a check-in and we're just like, all right, bye. And then he's like, hey Mike, you ever like talk about, you know, you talk about your name? And I'm like, no, what's gonna happen right now? Is this gonna get super weird? There's so many people on this call too. And I was like, oh man, what's gonna happen?
But Mike, and what you're like, not telling us is that every Zoom you sign on to, you're like, what's my last name mean?
What's my last name mean? Does anyone here speak Vietnamese and can tell me the history of my culture? I can send you some blood if it'll help. Okay, I will do it. I will send you blood and you tell me. I don't know.
It always makes me feel weird because I think that's like a weird thing to just like dive into.
I guess what it is too is like, yeah, because most of the time, what am I thinking of? Right, I'm thinking of Zillow. I'm thinking of like, what am I going to eat? I'm thinking of Tom Brown suits. The only time I'm thinking about Vietnamese history or even like stuff like that is when I'm trying to go to sleep with my book. You know, it's not in my head a lot. So then somebody comes up and starts talking to you about it, and you're like, thanks. I don't know.
It's the whole thing of like, you look this way, so you should be an expert. And like, what's crazy is like, you know, I'm sure there are people in Asia who aren't experts of Asian history.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Just like I'm not. I grew up here, but I don't know everything about every war, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I took AP history, whatever, but I just know like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I only got a 4 on the test. I don't know it all. I don't know it all, you know? And I think it's interesting. Like, sometimes people do that to me because they'll go, like, cause my last name is the same as the former prime minister of Japan.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And they'll, like, start talking about, like, this happened, like, 4 years ago. They were talking about, so he had a whole plan called, like, the Abenomics or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah,
it was,
that's
like,
right,
his
yes.
three-prong. And I don't know. That's the extent of what I know about his plan. And he just went into it, and I had no fucking idea. All because we have the same name, and it's actually not even spelled the same in Chinese characters.
Oh, is it
like
not? Slated. Oh shit!
You know what I mean? But I didn't even get to puke out this information because he was going on about this economic policy or whatever. And it is weird because I didn't want to be like, I don't know anything, because then I sound so dumb.
Yes, but I didn't want to say.
But also, that is the truth.
Yeah,
you know, that is the truth. I don't know. I don't know anything about U.S. economy. Like, how am I supposed? You know what I mean? I don't know to know about different countries. So yeah, it's a lot. I think when they expect you to be an expert, I'm not sure how to get out of it, to be honest, because I think it's a little awkward to be like, buddy, not today, you know.
Today.
I appreciate people wanting to try to connect, but it is such a like weird robot way to connect with someone. I think it's like it's the opposite of I don't see color. They're like, I see color so much, and I'm gonna talk about it.
We are going to keep going, and we're going to have a fun little time with everyone's favorite segment. It is Das Race News.
Hey.
And this one, we got a fun one. The headline here is China bans effeminate men from TV. China's trying to make moves right now. I'll read a little bit. This is from NPR. China's government banned effeminate men. I don't know how they describe that. Is there some sort of panel on this? and told broadcasters Thursday to promote quote-unquote revolutionary culture.
Oh, God.
No, there's a seventh grade middle school boy just looking at TV being like, gay.
Yeah, exactly. lame, yeah.
Truly, a little teenage boy being like, sus.
Sus. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of dudes on Reddit. Blue pill. Whack. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. China's government banned effeminate men on TV and told broadcasters Thursday to promote "quote unquote" revolutionary culture, broadening a campaign to tighten control over business and society and enforce official morality. Okay. So they're trying to tighten up on it. They're reducing access to online games. They have to do. It says here, broadcasters must, quote, resolutely put an end to sissy men, this is their words, and other abnormal aesthetics. Damn, hating
damn.
On the beautiful BTS guys. You know, what's going on with that?
I want to add here, it says that reflects official concerns that Chinese pop stars influenced by the sleek, girlish look of some South Korean and Japanese singers and actors are failing to encourage China's young men to be masculine enough.
Whoa.
Masculinity is global, baby.
It is global. And they have a whole panel on it. So yeah, what do we think here?
I mean, you know, it's weird. You were just like, you were really like hyping up China a little bit ago, like China 2000 years ago, China, you know?
Oh yeah, China 2000 years ago was fire.
I don't think this is wrong to say, but like, I think they want to go back to that kind of like global reputation.
Super mask reputation.
Yeah, like we're so, I mean, like, but it's weird. I mean, they're already so advanced. They have so much money, and it's just weird that that's the way they think they're going to get there.
Well, you know what's interesting? Right. Yeah, I think I was talking to someone about this, about, you know, this whole thing is that like they've got the tech power and strong power, like you know, the hard power, I would say,
hard power,
right?
Yeah,
they got fucking military and they're all over the place influencing. I'm talking about the government here, the Chinese government, and you know, they're definitely killing economically, but soft power. Think about soft power, right? Who's soft power?
What
South
do you
Korea,
consider
baby.
Soft power?
That's South Korea.
Soft power, I would say, is like, yeah, like music, right?
BTS, yeah.
K-pop. Like culture
the creative,
shit.
The creative cultural
movies,
power.
Movies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we don't really watch, like, Chinese movies here, except from Hong Kong. You know, there's Hong Kong movies. That's a little different, right? So, Wong Kar-wai and Ang Lee and stuff like that. That came out of Hong Kong. But there's been a couple of Chinese movies that have kind of broken through, but not a lot, you know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, Korean, you know, like, Hollywood is basically... You know, they're fucking mining Korean people for all
this shit
now.
I mean, Those movies are fucking good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with? What does them not having soft power have to do with them trying to eliminate it from their own country?
Well, I think because they're trying to limit the influence of soft power in from these other countries,
which I think is very queer. They're just, I feel like, I think soft power is queer power. Okay,
this is yes, it is. Yes, yes, yeah. Okay, I'm back. Okay.
but like, it is. It's like effeminate men, which is such a bizarro thing to like categorize and also like measure and also like.
Right.
It's just. So it's so like old school heteronormative and mask to me that like that is something and we do it here. I mean,
yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We do it like crazy here. Mm-hmm. We just don't like explicitly say it, but like,
right.
You know, Hollywood is full of like super, super mask dudes.
Yeah.
If they don't want like effeminate men, are they just gonna fucking listen to like Creed or something? Like what the fuck? Like what are they gonna listen? Like like a lot of Pearl Jam. Like really, bro? Like that's what you need?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the move is gonna be. But I think like this is their soft power move. So
soft power. Damn.
Soft power, man.
I like that. I like that. I like the idea. Soft is queer. That's cool.
But you know what I love, though? What I love about this, and maybe, Tien, you can talk about this, because I feel like this is kind of happening in comedy. You know, I think for a long time, I'm going to go ahead and just group effeminate with just the queer movement, just because the queer movement is very, like, flexible, you know? I feel like the whole point of queer movement is, like, we can be anything, right? And I think it's really interesting for a long time how, at least when I even when I was in middle school, people would put down gay people or whatever it is, but really they're scared, right? China's scared of the influence that BTS, like, because BTS and just this effeminate thing, whatever he's talking about, is like so powerful. And I think this is them not acknowledging the fact that, like, you know, that hit single Butter might have more power than a tank.
It is because like you with this other power, it's hard to like, you know, generate that organically. Like I think, you know, authoritarian governments are so used to like, we have all the levers of power, right? We can do everything, but like you can't manufacture cool. You really can't, you know,
right?
It has to come from this other space, right? I mean, I can't imagine like a corporate, not even corporate, but like government approved pop band. I mean, that would be, by
that
definition,
would be, oh my God.
The lamest thing ever.
What would that
even
look like?
a Chinese pop band?
I mean, not even Chinese, but like a government approved pop, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like this is, I don't know, are they, I don't know. But actually, in some ways, that could be even more, more queer.
They keep talking about a party, but it's like the Chinese government party.
Yeah, it's government party. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just imagining these guys who are super masculine, but in some ways, that's even gayer than before.
If people aren't voting no on the recall here in California.
Oh my God.
Okay, and Larry Elder had his way to put out a pop band, it'd be like all Matt Gaetz's. So like just like five Matt Gaetz's across the board. And if you saw that all together, you'd be like, that's pretty fucking gay.
That's pretty fucking gay. Yo.
Yes, I'm seeing it.
You can't stop queer power, bro.
You can't stop it. You just can't.
Well, I know if you guys want to get on this Matt Gaetz boy band, check out our OnlyFans. All right.
Let's wrap this up with the game that we always play at the end of this show. It's called Not Asian, and where Tien, we ask you, we bring up topics that we discuss on this episode, and we ask you if you think it's Asian or not Asian.
Okay.
If there is a right answer. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, here we go.
Poopery. Asian.
Poopery. 100% Asian. Because I feel like we're very proper and very want to be like known as not showing any sort of like.
Uh huh.
So like smells, you wanna hide those. I don't want.
That is so accurate.
You don't want people knowing that you've been pooping and poopery.
Dude, I mean, holy shit. That. Talk about like, you know, there's that, what's that? There's like a Korean phrase, I believe. You said it on this podcast before, Mike. It's called like nunchi or something like that, right? And it means like, we have a similar phrase in Japanese, but it just means like, use your chi to like mind others.
Oh,
use
I
your
see.
Chi to make sure you don't cause any trouble for others.
Yep, yep, yep.
I think a lot of Asian countries have this word. They're just pronounced differently. But poopery is the physical manifestation of that because like it's like metaphorically the phrase is saying like use your chi to cover your shit. Well, poopery is covering your actual shit.
It's covering your actual shit.
And that is the
shit.
Most Asian yep. thing ever. You
Thank
know, because you don't want people smelling your shit. That's amazing. That's
you
the correct
you
answer.
You want to mind other people. You want to mind
you know
other
what,
people.
Though? I'm going to put a counterpoint, though. I'm going to say it's not Asian because if there is a cheaper alternative to poopery, which there
Ooh.
Is,
oh.
which is just opening a window and going like this, fanning.
Ooh.
Fanning. I'm yeah, pretty sure yeah. my dad would have just been like, why would we want to buy poopery? You got an arm. You got a window.
Yeah, or at least the Kirkland brand of this.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes,
yeah,
yes, yeah. yes.
That's a good one.
I see
All right,
that.
How
I see
about
that.
This last one? Dyson vacuums.
Ooh.
Dyson
Asian
vacuums.
Not Asian.
Asian. High yep. tech. Ultimate.
Yes.
Ultimate in technology. Clean house. Just
clean house.
Incredible advancements. Yep. Asian.
I feel the only way it could be improved is if the Dyson thing also had, you know that big broom that our parents use that's like made of straw?
Oh, like bamboo, bamboo shit. Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
bamboo
yeah, yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah
attach
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
to a Dyson, though.
Yeah.
Sell that for $800 yes. bucks.
They should make an attachment like that.
Called a Dyson bamboo. Okay. We're rich.
Asian mom edition. Like yeah, yeah.
Asian
yeah.
mom edition. You can also
that.
Use it to hit
that.
Your kid. You know.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I think it's Asian because it looks like a transformer, and transformers are Asian. So
yeah, that's
there
true.
We go.
That's very true.
There we go. Well, Tien, thank you so much for doing the podcast. We
Dude.
Always love talking to you. This is amazing.
I had the best time. I had the best time.
And honestly,
Literally.
I hope that... I don't know how long you're going to be in LA. I hope that we get to like grab lunch or something soon.
I would love
with,
that.
With like Jared. Get
you know,
Jared and the whole gang together.
Let's do
you
it.
Know?
I would absolutely love that.
You know what, though? I'm actually going to go.
I'm here for a while.
I'm going to say the other thing. I hope that actually you pull a Goodwill Hunting situation onto you because I wish you such good prosperity that you are too good to hang out with us. Because then you are too good. You just never text me back, and I just see you one day. You know, you're eating at a nice restaurant. I'm a server, and we could lock eyes for a second, but I just go. You know, you're doing. She deserves this. She deserves. So, you know, mm-hmm. you get into the Lamborghini with Kanye, and you're out of here. You know,
yeah.
and that's
I
it.
Mean, I can't.
I'll tell yeah. my server. I'll be like, please tell him. I never read that Vietnamese history book.
I love that. Tien, where can our fans find you and your work?
I mean, you can check me out. I mean, Instagram, Hank Tina. It's the only place I have stuff. And then in the future, How I Met Your Father. And I'm very excited about this, but I did my episode of Work in Progress that I co-wrote is now available on Showtime. So check that out.
What's Holy Work shit. In Progress? Is that
Work
a TV show?
Work in Progress is a super funny TV show created
Amazing.
By a Chicago comedian. Her name is Abby McEnany. It's so funny.
I'm going to check it out.
Check it out.
Hell yeah.
Check it out.
Check
Please
it out.
It's on Showtime.
Crazy.
You can always find us on all the platforms that are social. At Asian Not Asian Pod. And I'm also on there at The Fumi Abe. That's THEFUMIABE. Please follow us.
You can check us out. Check me out on Instagram at Nice Pants Bro. Come check out our Hack City show. The next one is going to be October 14th. It's at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Fumi will be there. He's going to be back. And it's going to
be
a great time. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. Just look up Hack City Comedy.
That's right. Or I'll put a link in the episode description. All right. I think that's it. Tien, thank you so much. You're just such a delight.
Thank
love your energy.
You.
Love your pink top, by the way. Looks great.
Yep.
Thank you.
And
I tried to dress up for y'all because you two are both very fashionable. So I wanted to.
Oh my
cool.
god!
It says so in the wiki.
It's true.
Yeah, they are moderately fashionable. All right.
I love it. All right, Anos. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.